From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Guess what I got in the mail the other day?
What's that?
An omnibus of crossword puzzles from the New York Times. Some 1,000 or so crossword puzzles. A new book that you have out?
It's like a telephone book of crossword puzzles.
It really is a telephone book. I think I'm going to be crossword puzzling now for the rest of my life with these. What fun. I can't wait to actually break into it. Sounds like a great thing to take to the beach. It's lovely. So take a look out there. It's a huge book of New York Times crossword puzzles. All right, a challenge last week. Interesting one. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Brandon Rogers of Yelm, Washington. I asked, think of a word to which you can add the letter B, as in boy, at the end to get a synonym of itself. What word is it?
What word is it?
The word is super. Add a B and you get superb.
All right. Well, we received about 730 correct entries. Our randomly chosen winner is Jay Sounderpandian from Racine, Wisconsin. But Jay, I understand we're catching you in Mexico City?
That's right. I happen to be in Mexico City, Mexico right now.
I'm glad we were able to get a hold of you. Where are you from? You don't sound like you have a Wisconsin accent.
Well, I'm originally from India, but after moving here to U.S. in 1979, I guess I acquired the American accent.
The middle American accent,
yes,
as it were. Well, are you ready to play the on-air puzzle today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, Will, please meet Jay Sounderpandian. Sounds like a great crossword puzzle name. And I think we're ready to play.
All right, Jay, this week's puzzle is in honor of the EU, or European Union. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank has a long E sound somewhere in it. Change the E to a U sound, including the Y part of the U, and you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, when I try to blank my kids different breakfast cereals, a blank always erupts. You'd say feed and feud. When I try to feed my kids, a feud erupts. Okay?
Got you.
Number one, when buying a new car, I blank strongly that good blank economy is important.
I feel strongly that the fuel economy is important.
Got it.
Excellent. Number two, the statue of Saint Blank should be made in a tin-based alloy like blank. Here it is again. The statue of Saint Blank should be made in a tin-based alloy like blank.
Mm.
So can you think of an alloy which has a lot of tin in it?
No.
No, I'm drawing a blank here.
Me too, but it has to have a sound like an U sound, sound, or a saint with an E sound.
Right.
I don't know my saints that well, I'm afraid.
I stumped you both.
You did.
Statue of St. Peter, alloy made of pewter.
Oh,
pewter. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one, Will.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Try this one. By licking his tongue on my face, the long-eared blank woke me up just as quickly as the blare of an army blank.
A beagle woke me up with the blare of a bugle?
Good
That's
job.
It.
Okay.
At the garbage dump, we found a tiny blank of an old bottle colored violet or blank. We found a tiny blank of an old bottle colored violet or blank.
Peace and puce?
That's it.
Oh, nice.
Piece of a bottle colored puce. At the National Spelling Bee, many blank in the audience rooted for the blank who was born overseas.
People and pupil?
That's it, people and pupil. Good. In the slalom race, the blank made so many errors that his coach will absolutely blank him.
The skier and skewer?
Skier and skewer. Oh, boy, you're good.
Good.
All right, try this one. To overcome anxieties, curling up in a blank position is blank.
Fetal position is futile?
That's it. Fetal and futile is right. We have the American pronunciation there, futile. And here's your last one. For you to blank in the math contest, you should be able to blank the value of pi to 10 places.
Compete and compute.
Oh, nice.
That is correct, Jay. You are good.
Well done. Well done. Jay,
thank you.
I understand you also make up mathematical puzzles.
Yes, sometimes I compose my own puzzles. That's true.
Yeah, well, then the pie puzzle was right up your alley. What can I say? Nice work, Jay, for playing our puzzle today. We're going to send you some things, a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, as well as the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and The Puzzle Master Presents, a great book from Random House. So in Wisconsin, where you are normally, Jay, what's your public radio station?
I usually listen to the WBBM in Chicago.
And there's the WBEZ in Chicago, so you get to hear public radio
yes.
all the time. You know, also can listen to WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a nice choice of public radio stations out there. Well, Jay Sonderpandian from Racine, Wisconsin, thank you. You're a terrific player, a nice teammate. Thanks for playing with us today.
Well, thank you, Leanne.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for us, too. Bye-bye. Enjoy your stay in Mexico. All right, Will, a puzzle now that everyone who is listening can work on this week.
Yes, name a famous literary character starting with the letter P, as in Peter. It's one word. Drop the P, and the result will sound like the name of a well-known American politician. First and last names. Who is it? So again, a famous literary character starting with the letter P, one word. Drop the P to get, phonetically, the name of a well-known American politician, first and last names. Who is this politician?
Wow. When you know, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.